Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Wingo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. McManus moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Miller catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Miller. Blue tags and scores. McManus tags and moves to third. Heilman tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball four. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up Rice. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-2 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. There goes Williams trying to get to third. Wingo throws the ball into Tavener, who relays the ball to Warner, who tags Williams for the out. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Leo Dixon. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Wally Shang pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve O'Neill now catching. Spencer Adams now playing second base. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Warner moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warner scores. McManus moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Lil Stoner now pitching. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston bunts towards the mound. Stoner throws to second for 1, and Tavener throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gaston moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Adams covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wingo who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. O'Neill moves to third. Adams moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. Adams moves to third. Gerber moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.